Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for Daily Editorial. It is Tuesday, some very interesting things going on. I want to tell you about some rules that Jimmy and I have set for editorials and for the weekend show, etc., etc. The first rule is everything that we're going to talk about is going to be something not necessarily just an opinion, but it's going to be something that appeared on what I and Jim consider to be credible sources. What I consider to be a credible source is the Wall Street Journal, and it's the only paper out there that I consider to be a credible source. There are also some websites that I'm happy to talk about. Many of the topics that we get on those websites. The only comment that I would say is that we're going to introduce those for what they are and for what the website is. So nobody is ever going to be able to accuse us of fear-mongering based on false information. Anyhow, having said that, here's the deal. In the Wall Street Journal today, there were some interesting articles that we're going to discuss right now. One of the articles has to do with Mitch McConnell. Jim took the article one way, I took it another way. I think that McConnell personally, he's talking about taking a, he being Mitch McConnell, is talking about taking a more proactive role in the upcoming elections. And he says, I'm doing that because I simply need to get, we need to get the Republicans back into power. And I have no problem with that statement. He said nothing, in my opinion, in that particular article that was derogatory towards Trump. Jimmy and I have a little different opinion on that, but we're both going to give our opinions. First of all, let's talk about the article about Mitch McConnell, where Mitch McConnell was quoted about how he's going to handle the future elections. Your opinion, Jim, first of all.
So I read Mitch McConnell's opinion piece mm-hmm. in the Wall Street Journal.
Yep.
And I do want to say that I really do believe, okay, here's my view on it, just out of not just Mitch McConnell, but the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal is a corporate globalist. It represents the financial industry.
Mm-hmm.
There are other sources. I think the Epoch Times is doing a very good job at providing good information. So yeah. I think both of those are relatively credible sources. But in this particular case, the Wall Street Journal, Mitch McConnell, the minority leader in the Senate, thanks to his failure to lead, is now saying that basically, you know, he voted against impeachment because of the Constitution, but he believes that Trump is at fault, in my view. Oh, that's what he says. He says it. I can read the quotes. That's exactly what he says.
Okay.
And he also is indicating that he wants to move away from Trump and move the Republican Party away from Trump. And I think he's making a very big mistake, and I think he's blind to what's happening. I think he lives inside the Beltway. He reads the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the New York or the Washington Post. I think he gets his information without understanding the level of frustration there is in the rest of the country with the deft actions that are being taken by both the Republican leadership and the Democratic leadership in the House and the Senate. I think Americans are tired of being lied to, of the politics, of the ridiculousness of what happens there. I think Mitch McConnell is trying to protect the institutions as he sees fit. But I think America's done with it. I think that's a mistake. And I know Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson today came out and said very strongly that Mitch McConnell does not represent the vast majority of Republicans or the Republican Party. So that's my position on it.
Well, let me say one thing. I read a very interesting article today about Fox News. Fox lost 40% of its audience as its viewers believed they saw the network moving left. I'm not sure how you can say that, but that's my opinion personally. Is, you know, when I watch Hannity or the rest of them, I don't see them moving left, particularly with, not necessarily Hannity, but the other fellow. Anyway, having said that...
Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham, those three have stayed consistent. Yeah, but the rest of the network has definitely moved to the left.
I don't watch Fox that often. All I can say is, quite frankly, I watch Tucker Carlson. I find him to be very pro-Trump and very anti-liberal, and that's fine. That's where I am. Anyway, so Fox lost 40% of its audience. Long story short, they changed that, and now they're going in a different direction. They're taking a host. Suzanne Scott, the CEO, said that a very popular pro-Trump host, Greg Gutfeld, is now going to anchor two daily shows. So Fox understands that they are the very definitely a conservative channel, and I appreciate that. I got all the time in the world, Fox. Anyway, that's just my opinion. Now, what I want to say regarding the thing with McConnell. Let me comment
on that in particular.
Go ahead.
So I think why people were so frustrated is, you know, we heard a lot from Hannity, and we've heard a lot from some of the anchors about the Russia collusion efforts and the fraudulent and the factual arguments there.
Right.
But what we saw in the election coverage was an unbelievable effort to undermine by calling Arizona early in the evening on election night. They shifted outcomes and very much accepted kind of fraudulent with only two-thirds of the votes in. They called Arizona. And in other states, in Florida and Ohio, which were like at 90%, they weren't calling for Trump. That changed to perspective. And that perspective carried forward throughout the entire contested efforts of the election process.
Yep.
And I think Fox News and there's a couple of key people involved there that allowed that to go forward, which really undermined faith and confidence, not only in our system, but also in their accuracy in their reporting.
Right.
And that's why they lost. I mean, rational people said, this is not right.
Right.
And they lost a big, big audience because of that. But I'm sorry. Go ahead and go back.
No, you don't have to apologize. I mean, we have different opinions on Fox, but not really. We really don't. I mean, we feel the same way about that. But the one thing that I want to say about Mitch McConnell and that article, and you all ought to read that particular article, I would post it on the site, except I think all of the Wall Street Journal stuff is copyrighted. I just had to send an outfit in Toronto $500 because of a picture that I didn't realize was copyrighted. It wasn't stated necessarily that it was copyrighted, but I guess it was, so it cost me $500 in fines. But anyway, having said that, I think that what Mitch McConnell, being an old Paul, I think what he's trying to do at this moment in time is, I think he, for example, well, I think that basically... he is trying to, in his opinion, he feels he needs to rebuild the party. What I feel very strongly about the party is, I mean, I supported Trump in 15 and, you know, or 16, I should say, and then again in 2000. And I want to say that I still believe that he needs to do a little bit of personality adjustment. I know Jimmy disagrees with me, and that's fine. If we can't disagree in this country and remain family members and friends, then I don't want to live in the country. But trust me, I can do that. And Jimmy happens to be a good friend.
I think we're still talking about Donald Trump, which we need to move on.
Okay.
You know, yeah, I mean, I don't mean you and I right now in this conversation. I mean the nation and what the Democrats and the political elite, including Mitch McConnell, are attempting to do is keep Trump at the forefront of politics. And what that's doing is taking away the actual arguments of why Trump became successful. And it didn't have to do with his personality. Nobody voted for him because he was a nice guy. They voted for him because he believed in America, because he wanted to establish rule of law, because he wanted to take away the elite's influence over corruption in D.C., because he wanted to stop illegal immigration, because he wanted to improve the economy. And those fundamental principles are going to carry forward. Make America Great Again is not going away. Donald Trump may or may not have a big impact on the future, but what the Democrats are attempting to do and what Mitch McConnell are attempting to do, continue to basically attack those fundamental principles through using Trump and his name in order to alienate the population and separate out those supporters from those fundamental beliefs, because that's directly against what the Uniparty, and when I say Uniparty, I mean the Democrats and Republicans in D.C. that don't understand what's happening in America right now outside of the Beltway. They are against that, and they're trying to separate it. And old Mitch McConnell, who's thinking things work the way they did in the past, is completely wrong on this. He does not understand what's happening. Just like Mitt Romney, just like Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Cassidy from Louisiana, they are making huge mistakes, and they are causing the problems. The vast majority of Americans are going to continue to support those basic principles because the principles themselves were valid, not necessarily the messenger.
Well, what I want to know, I don't disagree with that. That I don't disagree with. The messenger, I think, was probably not valid. But anyway, having said that, I want to say one thing, and that is I found it interesting that on the weekend show last weekend, the theme of the show was, I believe America has to work together. And John Huber, and to an extent, you, Jimmy, said that will never happen. I'm not commenting on the validity of that particular statement. In my humble opinion, for America to come together again, everybody has to bend a little bit. That's all I'm trying to say. Now, having said that, we've been talking here for about 11 minutes. Jimmy, if there's anything else you want to talk about, we're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think when you talk about that, I know your heart and all of our hearts, and we would like to see reconciliation and something coming in the middle. But what Mitch McConnell is proving and what the Democratic Party is proving is they do not want that. They want to go back to the old corrupt ways. And what the disruptor that Donald Trump was, the disruptor that really changed a lot of things and did a lot of very good things for this country, is what they disapproved of. And they wrapped it in him. And that's the problem. They are not going to let go of that. They are using it. And so the reality is, no matter what, how much we hope we can come together, they do not want unity. They want to crush Republicans and Trump supporters. And that is sad.
Okay, I agree. There we go. Anyhow, having said that, a compliment to Gordon McDade, Irish Tony. Irish, you did a wonderful job on the show. I'm not going to bug you, but I probably actually will start bugging you. I don't have your phone number, but I do have your, I can get to you through, what's the best way to put it? Skype. And I'm going to continue doing that. Jerry, I'm going to continue bugging you. And the next person I'm going to start bugging is Ebelon. Eddie, you guys will make this show a better show.